Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And we end the, Scraby's going to make a promo out of that.
Kicking them off.
Yeah, we're doing that too. Happy hour. Just be happy. 5 o'clock, final hour of the program. Chris Hello, Tony Gwynn Jr., and Matt Scraby. Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. Happy hour. It's brought to you by people that can make you happy if you have a swimming pool. It is GL Pools. They are the swimming pool experts. Trusted by thousands of San Diegans since 2006. That's 20 years of great pool service. Baseball season is in full swing. So is swim season. Call GL Pools. Mention radio when you call. That'll get you a free month of pool service.
Do it.
505. And here we go into the final hour. A couple of things we got for you in the final hour. Scraby's got his segment, but I'm going to hijack some of it.
Because, what's new?
Because I know. Because the NFL, ESPN, put out today, I think, something kind of fun. They got their all this century NFL team. So top players in the NFL from 2000, the year 2000, obviously, to 2025. So, right, Jerry Rice isn't going to be on this team. He did most of his damage in the 90s.
Steve Young's not going to be on this team.
Joe Montana not going to make it, you know. I'm
trying to think of a
Dan Marino.
Greg
Larry
Camarillo
Zonka.
Maybe on the list.
Greg Camarillo could be on there. He performed in this century. But, yeah, we'll have some fun with that probably at the bottom of this hour. There was a lot to be upset about last night in the Dodgers 8-6 win over the Padres. I personally had a long list. I kind of just sat there fuming all night long. Number one, I'm just tired of losing to the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these games, I know it's June. They don't matter. They do matter. You know what I mean? It's enough that it matters.
Yep.
You feel like you're falling back now. You're 5 games out. You know, you're getting a little bit. You know, just
dicey.
Thank you. If the playoffs started today, the Padres would still be in them. So, you know, let's not totally overblow and react, which a lot of people are still doing. But there were things last night that were tough to deal with. You know, watching Will Smith just torture us 3-for-4 with a tie-breaking homer. I can't stand Will Smith.
And yesterday's guest did not do anything to help
us.
No,
we had a guy
on
yesterday. I said, tell me about Will Smith. What don't I get? Is he a good guy? And he goes, eh.
He didn't say anything to make us feel better.
All he said was he's really boring. He's a vanilla interview.
It's like, huh?
And like, okay, well, still doesn't have to be a jerk.
No.
Anyway, I don't like Will Smith. I also don't like Andy Pahes because, you know, his overreaction the other night, I think, set into motion what happened last night. Toddy got hit for the second time this year by the Dodgers. I think the Padres certainly retaliated by hitting Ohtani.
Which, honestly, I don't know why I never considered. Like, I thought Ohtani was untouchable.
Well, no. If you throw the ball, it will hit him. If it's in his,
you mean God doesn't come down and block it?
Yeah, if it's in his general direction. The only bad thing about throwing at Ohtani last night was that he struck out four times.
That's crazy.
In the game. So you put him on base that one time. But then, you know, Dave Roberts got kicked out. I'm not, you know, going to stand up for him here because I can't. The rule is that you can't come out and argue a judgment call like that. And he did, and the umpires told him you can't come out on the field, and he came out there anyway. So that's why he was kicked out. So I thought it was an overreaction watching it the first time. Like, why are we kicking him out? He's just, you know, he's upset. He's having his say, but now I get it. He had to be kicked out.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that really irked me was that the umpires gave the warning. They said no more anybody hits anybody. And then Jose Iglesias gets hit and almost breaks his hand. And the umpire looks at Mike Shildon and goes, and I could read the lips.
I did. I saw it too.
And I'm John Boy now. you know, I want to be John Boy anyway. And he said, yeah, he wasn't throwing at him, Mike. And I was just like, how do you know?
But wait, you gave warnings.
You already gave a warning. You said no more hit batters. What does that mean? You can't just all of a sudden arbitrarily decide, it's okay if the Dodger guy hits our guy.
You can't prove intent.
I don't think you can. I don't think a court of law.
I thought
you
it was
can.
Just a blanket.
I don't even think in a court of law you can do it. Intent is really hard to prove.
Yes.
So I was really angry about that. I was angry about the fact that Vasquez was allowed to get Ohtani out for the third time, and he did. He was allowed to get Betts out for a third time, and he did. And then after 68 pitches, they said that was it. Well, what did you even let him do that to begin with? I thought it was just weird. And, of course, that was then compounded by the fact that Estrada came in and pitched like dog. I mean, sorry, five, you know, hit, home run, hit. I mean, come on.
He's not his best right now.
Not close.
Not close.
Yuki came in and immediately wild pitched and games and, you know, seemed like the game got away from them. I give them credit for, you know, climbing back into it. Trenton Brooks, first career homer. But then they missed all those chances.
Yeah, that was the problem.
Ah, God, Xander could not do it. And it just seems like, you know, he can't do it. They dropped him down to six in the lineup tonight, but that's the best I can offer to you fans out there who are Xander, you know, weary at this point.
I think everybody is Xander weary at this point. Yeah. And let me say, he's good defensively. So
he's been solid.
We got to say that. Someone on the chat earlier said, oh, yeah, Xander looked like he was so hurt by that second double play when he went into the dugout and gently laid his stuff into his cubby. And I get it. I was looking for a reaction, too.
And you had a little more fire.
But maybe Xander's a guy who inside is like, I stink.
He's got to feel that. He's got to feel some of it. He absolutely has to feel that. I mean, that double play, the first one was bad. The second one was, hey, Max Muncy, here you go. Yeah. It was like, oh, God, was that bad.
We do talk about double plays.
I'm almost surprised
being...
they didn't turn that one into a triple play. I mean, the ball was right on the bag. Muncy could have thrown to second and to first. They might have got a triple play.
It was very reminiscent of Manny's triple play.
I know.
I get so many DMs. I get so many comments about how bad Xander is.
You almost feel like you're in the batter's box for him now because you have to defend him all the time.
And I don't even want to defend him, but like at a certain point, I think it's a little insane for people to keep focusing on the bad. Like, we know it's bad. What are we going to do about it? Nothing.
That's what we talked about. That's what we talked about earlier in the show. We're as frustrated, Tony and I, you, everybody.
Even Tony said there's a little frustration there.
Tony, and that's saying something, but, you know, granted, we do get paid money to stick up for him. The Padres sent us extra money on the side.
That's how I got this sweatshirt, Chris.
That's right. That's how you got the sweatshirt. No, people really believe that we get paid extra money or something to stand up for Xander. We don't. We only stand up for him because, honestly, there's no other option. There just isn't, and you can't name one out there, even though you think you can.
I've seen put Iglesias in there every day. He's no better than Xander at the plate.
Iglesias hitting .229, 2 points higher. And Iglesias' OPS, by the way, is .654.
Which is five, like...
No, I take it back. .554.
Oh. Well, Xander's at least in the six.
Yeah, it's 100 points lower than Xander's. Iglesias is a good defender, too, but he's not the answer.
Mason McCoy is not known for his hitting, so if you're going to bring him up...
Mason change that. Trent Brooks got a home run. He can't play shortstop.
Keeping It Real says they're still pulling for Xander.
Thank you, Keepin. I appreciate you.
Like, you don't have to be happy with it, but you just hope for something good
to happen. I would
think
so. You might as well root for the guy. He's still on your team. That's my whole thing on that.
And he's not going anywhere.
And he's batting sixth tonight. Jake moves into the five slot. We'll see if that means anything. All right, I want to hear from Dave Roberts when we come back.
Okay.
Dave Roberts on the whole why he got thrown out of the game last night and what led to that and what happened as a result. And then we're going to have a little fun with football. Start thinking about who would you put on the all 2000s NFL team. So we'll run into that too.
This is fun because the 2000s to like 2010 was like my wheelhouse.
It encompasses 25 years of football. That's quite a way, you know, quite a bit. So you got to leave some pretty good guys off.
I'm going to start writing some guys down.
Okay. You're going to have to leave some good guys off. I'll tell you that. We're going to Chris ahead after some traffic check.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dave Roberts, one of the stars of last night's game, Dodger skipper, wasn't around to see the end of it. But make no mistake, he was sitting right there, just passed under the tunnel, making all the decisions. That's what's kind of comical about managers being kicked out of the game is they're not allowed to be out there. So they're not. They sit in the tunnel. Or nowadays with
the, in their office or something?
Their office with the text. They could do whatever they want anyway. But yeah, he got booted. We already told you why. Because I see, when I first saw it, I thought, man, this is an overreaction by the umps. Even though I don't like Dave Roberts as a manager, I like him as a person. I don't like him fronting the Dodgers.
Yes.
But anyway, he got kicked out because the rules say you can't argue what the umpires were doing there. They were instituting a warning. It's their judgment. You cannot argue that. And the umpire told Dave Roberts, don't come out here.
There we go. That's the main part of it.
Right. And then he came out, and the umpire tossed him. And
Evo!
Dave got his money's worth after that.
He did.
Mike Schilt didn't come out until it was all over to make sure that, you know, what he had seen, he had seen. Anyway, here's Dave Roberts explaining what had happened from his point of view.
Andy was hit last night. I feel he overreacted. We moved on. We ended up hitting a player, Tatis, unintentional. In that spot, we don't want a guy on base, certainly him, bleeding into their, you know, to their guys in the middle part of the order. And then at that point in time, Shohei comes up with the base open, and Vasquez took one shot at him and then hit him again. And it's very hard to miss that bad with a right-handed pitcher. So for me, it's, you know, if you're going to do it, own it. And there's no misfire, right? And then I just felt that I didn't feel a warning on both sides was warranted, number one. And so I just wanted to know an explanation. I wanted an explanation on their thought process. I didn't come in hot. I just wanted to know why, the why they issued. And at that point in time, I realized later I got tossed, which I didn't understand or appreciate. And even looking back and to see Mike get the opportunity to talk to umpires after I was tossed and their explanation, and he was still in the game. So
okay.
I think
I
that
enough,
what
Dave.
Anyone wants
you don't,
is consistency,
you don't
want to
hear
right?
more? You don't want to
so
hear more?
No, I'm good. I'm good, Dave. Okay, good. Here's the thing. I'm obviously going to not be on his side because he's the enemy at this moment. You know, you got tossed out of the game. You then argued for like a half an hour after that.
Yeah.
Mike Shildt came out because he wanted to know what the result was of your indiscretion.
It also feels good being the guy not kicked out of
Mike
the game.
Mike Shildt was not arguing anything. So that's the difference. The second one is, I think it's nice and rich that he said they hit Fernando.
Unintentionally.
Totally unintentionally. And then that the Padres hit Shohei intentionally. I just think it's funny that we're supposed to just take him at his word. Okay, you said so it must be true. No, that's not how it might have appeared to the rest of the world. Fernando's now was hit, that's the second time this year. He got hit down here last week.
By the same guy.
So
And that pitcher, what's his name, Lee Trevino?
Lou Trevino. Yeah, Lee Trevino.
He said, I kind of expected it. I hit the guy twice. That's how the game goes.
And Shohei had no problem with being hit, nor did anybody else. Nor did Dave Roberts, I don't think, until the warning was issued. Then he didn't like it. So
that was
the problem.
I can't, and this is, I can't believe a word Dave Roberts says, because
I know.
He has not had a good track record in the last couple of years.
No, you were right. The one thing that really upset you last year was the way he flat out made it up. That he thought Manny Machado
maliciously
threw a ball at him during the playoffs. He said afterwards that he made it up so that he could tell his team about it and light a fire.
Yeah.
And whereas all is good in war, you know, love and war, whatever they say, I don't think it's fair to flat out undermine another guy's reputation by lying about it.
Yeah.
And that's what he did to Manny.
And Manny already has a spotty, outside of San Diego, he has a spotty reputation.
Right. So Dave Roberts made it worse by lying, flat out admitting that he lied.
And then Ken Rosenthal.
Yeah, no, that Rosenthal.
And there was a snowball effect from Dave Roberts lying. Like, that's not a manager creating a spark. That's a manager that is straight up just...
No, I think you had a right to be upset.
Okay.
I think you had a right to be upset. And honestly, the next time Manny is throwing a ball, I hope he throws two of them. And one can conk Dave Roberts on the head, and the other one can dislodge the bow tie from Ken Rosenthal's attire.
I think he's it's permanently affixed to his body, the bow tie.
I will say he does some nice things with that bow tie to try to raise money.
He does.
That's all I'm giving him.
He does. I haven't heard from him in a little bit.
Yeah, and I'm not missing it at all. By the way, this is really, there's probably somebody driving around right there right now with a bow tie. My question to you.
I mean, we work with a guy who has a bunch of bow ties.
Yes, I know. But here's my question to you. Do you like the bow tie? You can say no if you don't.
Me personally, like, do I, would I wear a bow tie?
No,
I would not look good with a bow tie.
Do you like it?
I don't mind it.
Somebody with a bow tie, do you like it?
If I see someone with a bow tie, and I hope the guy we're working with is not listening right
George?
Now, but I feel like they think they're better than me.
Really?
Yeah.
You take it all that far?
Yeah, I think that people wearing bow ties, they're like,
really?
See, I am so highfalutin that I'm going to wear a bow tie.
Do you think I think I'm better than you because I grew up in Beverly Hills?
Yes.
Just that alone?
Yes.
Just because of that?
Yes.
Even though it has, you know, that's just where I happen to live.
You went to Beverly Hills High School.
So I think I'm better than you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I will give you the I think I'm better than you because I'm from Beverly Hills before I'll give you the bow tie one.
Okay. I mean, that's fine. I'm the one with the bow tie problem.
Yeah.
What you didn't answer. Do you like bow ties?
No.
And why?
I don't think... This isn't the person themselves. I don't think the bow tie itself looks good.
Just okay.
Not a fan of it. I like it in a tuxedo. I think it adds a nice touch to the finish of a tuxedo.
But like everyday
But an
use.
Everyday bow tie, no, I don't care for the way they look. Doesn't have anything to do with the people who wear them.
I guess mine does.
Yours does.
I know that not all bow tie wearers think they're better than me, but sometimes. Rosenthal, I believe... Thinks he's better
he
than
thinks
me.
He's better than you. And not everybody from Beverly Hills thinks they're better than you.
Do you? I mean,
well,
come
yes,
on.
I do think I'm better than you. Of course.
Of course.
Yes,
you're from
I
Beverly
do.
Hills.
Yes.
You played in the swim gym.
I did. I think I frolicked in the swim gym.
For everybody who doesn't know what the swim gym is.
Look it up because we got to get to a break.
Yeah.
And we got the all-century NFL team. We're going to have some fun with that. Think of who you'd put on it. We'll tell you who ESPN chose. When we wrap up, Gwen and Chris. Scrapey with a bit of good news here during the break. Good news for you. He tells me, before we get to this all-NFL team, that we have an extra pair of tickets to give away to Monday's Padres-Washington Nationals game. Yes. Not only do you get tickets to the game Monday night, but they've got the Fernando bat flip bobblehead given away there.
Yes, get tickets now at Padres.com/tickets. But yes, June 23rd, two tickets.
Two tickets right now to give away. I always have a trivia question associated with these. If you are the first to answer this, and we're going to take calls live on the air. So when you call in and we go to you, just have your answer ready.
Do not swear.
And do not swear.
Or else you will not get the tickets.
No, you won't. In fact, you swear, you ruin it for everybody.
I like that.
Nobody gets the tickets if somebody swears.
I like that.
Yeah, I don't think anybody will. But here's the question for today. First person with the correct answer will win the tickets. Nolan Arenado. You know how I love him.
You love him.
I do love him. He won 10 consecutive NL Gold Gloves. 10 in a row. That streak was finally broken a couple years ago by Charlie Hayes. Not Charlie. Key Brian Hayes.
I was going to say, what?
Charlie was his dad. Key Brian Hayes of the Pirates. Last year, Matt Chapman. But prior to that, Arenado won 10. Who was the last player to win the NL Gold Glove at third base before Arenado's run began?
Whoa.
And I'll give you a clue. The player was a Padre. Which Padre was the last to win the Gold Glove at third base prior to Arenado's 10-year run?
Wow.
Now, again, when you call in, just give us your answer.
Yeah.
Don't say, what was the question, or can you repeat it? No, we don't give you any of that. You got to be paying attention. You got to be ready. Mm-hmm. Do you want to do traffic while people call in?
Sure.
Okay.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days.
It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, is that me?
Yes, that is you, Brandon. Do you know the answer to the
What's
trivia
your,
question?
What's your answer?
Yeah, Chase Headley.
Chase Headley winner right okay, there. Brandon there, right away, over. Not messing around.
I love it.
What?
You said I love it. For one and done.
One and done. Yeah, that was kind of an easy one. I don't know if it would have been as easy if I said, you know, if I didn't say Padre. Because I was surprised when I saw this.
That is surprising.
I really didn't remember Chase Headley winning a gold glove. But Chase Headley had, like, you know, Haley's Comet. Right, he had one glorious year, 100 RBIs, the whole thing, and then that was kind of it.
All right, let me get his information. You're going to have to dance a little bit.
All right, who was it? Brandon. Chase Headley was part of the process, unbeknownst to him, when my wife and I got our first dog. I don't remember. I was talking to him one day, and we were chit-chatting about what was new, et cetera. And I said, well, me and my wife are in the process of getting a dog. What do you suggest? And he said, I think I recall, he said he had a Westie, and he said they were great dogs, and we should get a Westie. So I went home and reported that to the wife, and we didn't get a Westie, but we got close to a Westie. Anyway, Chase, thank you for all your help on that. And good job by Brandon for answering it. All right, we're going to wrap the show up here before we go to Sam Levitt's pregame. We're going to switch gears because, you know, kind of tired of crying about the Padres. Hopefully tonight they'll get it back and they'll win one and everybody will feel a whole lot better. But it's never a bad time to talk some NFL football, and I like this. ESPN today came out with, you know, one of their official lists. And their official list is of the 53-man roster. Now, we're not going to go through all 53 players on this. But ESPN has its 53-man roster for the greatest players of the 21st century in the NFL. So basically, anything you did before 2000 doesn't count. You know what I mean? Like, Jerry Rice, I doubt, is going to be on here. Barry Sanders, I think, was before right? These are all before. Emmitt Smith, I think, did most of his, you know, before 2000.
By the
way,
you
got to be thinking of 2000 and beyond.
Our winner said, hope you have a good rest of your show. And I was like, that was very nice. Thank you.
Thank you, Brandon.
Yeah.
Brandon got the Padre tickets on the Chase Headley question. All right, so let's start with this, Scribby.
Hold on. I got to do this.
Yeah, you got to do that. All right, we got three quarterbacks on the all-century team. I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
From 2000 forward, who would you go with?
I mean, I
don't think there's even an argument here, to
Tom
be honest
Brady
with
is
you.
Definitely number one.
Brady's on the list. There's no question. Who else would you put on there?
Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes, he's on there. And who's your third?
This one might be a little bit tougher.
You think it's a little tougher?
Maybe...
I don't think it's tough, but there are some guys that didn't make it that are pretty good. I will say that.
Is this person still active?
No.
But
he was pretty good in the 2000s, I would say.
Almost
as good as Tom Brady.
Oh, gosh. 2000s.
Yeah, 2000s.
I don't know why.
Got Brady, Mahomes, and?
I don't know.
I'll give you a one-word clue.
Okay.
Omaha.
Oh, Peyton Manning. That's duh. Yeah. Duh, duh, duh.
Peyton Manning's on it. Now, the two that missed out, and these guys are pretty good, too. Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees. Didn't quite make it. All right, here I'm going to start running into trouble, but I'll give you the guess first.
Okay.
Three best running backs since 2000.
I'll say Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry for sure. Totally agree. Should be on there, and he is.
I will say...
Since 2000. This is hard because you're not thinking of every running back in the last 25 years.
But I'm trying
to
think of impactful... Maybe LT?
LT, I think, absolutely has to be on here. But he's not.
Okay.
And I'm really livid about it because LT happens to be one of my personal favorite athletes of all time. And I know we're not allowed to talk about the San Diego Chargers, but I'm not. I'm talking about LT. And he should be on this list, but he didn't make it.
Is Frank Gore on the list?
No, you're being wishful thinking. But there
he was really good.
There is a 49er. On there.
There's a 49er running back?
Yes, there is. On the all running back team.
Would it be Christian McCaffrey?
It is. Christian McCaffrey.
I would never have thought that.
He should not be on there ahead of LT. I like Christian McCaffrey. Don't get me wrong.
He's missed so many games.
But, I mean, he's played for 8 years of this century. LT started in 2002. His whole career was in the 21st century.
Yeah, that's weird.
And LT's one of the greatest of all time.
I mean, Christian McCaffrey's definitely one of the better running backs in a while, but he misses a lot of games.
Okay, that's not even my complaint. I mean, I just don't think he's as good as LT. But the third guy makes me the maddest.
Really?
Like, I would take Christian McCaffrey easily over this guy. Either that, or I just don't remember how good this guy was.
Can you give me the conference?
AFC from 2000 to 2007. He had 9,000 yards, 85 touchdowns. He won a Super Bowl, although I don't recall him doing much in that game or for that team. He got three All-Pros. I mean, LT, I think, had 59 All-Pros, right? I'm going to just tell you. I'll give you the initials. I still don't think you'll get it.
Okay, give me the initials.
P-H. I don't think you'll get it even with initials.
Oh, Peyton Hillis.
No. Peyton
P-H?
Hillis.
P-H?
Nice drive. Peyton Hillis.
He was on the cover of Madden.
One time.
I don't know.
The answer to this question is Priest Holmes.
Oh, wow.
And I'm sorry, Priest Holmes fans. You just wasn't better than LT. And I'll tell you who else he wasn't better than this century. Adrian Peterson was better than Priest Holmes,
too. I
would
have to think so. I mean, yeah. AP won an MVP.
So did LT. Are you kidding me? LT ran the 31 touchdowns, so the all-time record.
Running backs don't win that award. So, like, if you win an MVP, you should be on this list.
Not only that, they list Priest Holmes, and it says right here, he's our number one running back over anyone else.
Huh?
That's what I say.
What?
Yeah, Derrick Henry should be there for sure. My other two would be AP and LT.
I wouldn't hate your list at all. I cannot believe that they're saying he's the number one running back.
All right, fullback. We got one fullback in there. And again, the Chargers get hosed here.
Because of Lorenzo Neal?
Yeah, Lorenzo didn't make it.
I mean, it's got to be Mike Allstott.
Boom, 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 boom. No.
Oh, is it Peyton Hillis?
No, I think Allstott was in the... Allstott was early 2000s.
He was.
This guy, you're going to like the winner here.
Kyle Juszczyk?
Juszczyk. Yeah, they go with the use check, so...
Interesting.
I can't really rate fullbacks too well.
There's not many left.
No, but I know Lorenzo Neal was really good.
Yeah.
All right, you got to find six wide receivers from this century, 2001. I don't have any big problems with any of the choices based on what I'm looking at here. See how many you can get. These are wide receivers over the last 25 years, so it's hard to do. I get that. But who would you go with?
I just had one.
There's a couple of them that are automatics because they're the two maybe greatest wide receivers of all time other than Jerry Rice.
What about Megatron?
Yes. Calvin Johnson's one, for sure.
What about Julio Jones?
Julio Jones is another. Very good. He would not be my all-time great.
No.
But he's on this list.
What about...
You got two for two. I'm impressed.
T.O.
T.O. is on this list also. Very good. He's not my all-timer. I got another guy ahead of him, but he's on this list. You're three for three.
Oh, I like this.
The other two guys are Hall of Fame.
Like, no.
And then the last guy's active.
Jamar Chase?
Nope, not yet. They went with the other guy.
T. Higgins?
No, not that other guy. Jamar Chase is only in the breath of one other player.
Oh, man, I'm blanking on these receivers that are supposed to be in the Hall of Fame.
No, the other two, well, work on this one first. This is the Jamar Chase active guy. If you don't take Jamar Chase, you would take Justin Jefferson.
Oh.
Okay.
How does he make the list?
Well, he's their current guy. All right, so then you got T.O., you got Julio, and you got
Megatron.
You got two Hall of Fame guys. Two guys I think are about as good as it ever gets at wide receiver.
Hines Ward?
Not that, no. Hines Ward's good, but he's not in this. He's not even close to this category.
Can you give me the team? Or not the teams, but the conference.
Right. Both, one's AFC, one's NFC, and AFC.
I guess he's Tyreek Hill?
No, you got to get way better than those guys. This guy's like the best. This guy's, okay, Jerry Rice is on one side. This guy's probably your starter on the other side.
Oh, I think Ivan gave me the all-time great answer. Team. I think Ivan gave me the answer.
What did Ivan give you?
Randy Moss.
Randy Moss is right. Very good, Ivan. Okay, last guy on the All-Century team is one of the best receivers I ever saw. 7-time All-Pro. Here's the clue that'll give it to you. Okay. He has 95 touchdowns.
Okay.
He played with one of the star quarterbacks that's on this list, and his son is now playing.
Oh. Marvin Harrison?
Marvin Harrison, yeah, absolutely. Maybe you weren't quite into your main side.
No, I definitely remember him.
Oh, man, he was good.
Yeah.
All right, tight ends, you got three.
Antonio Gates.
Antonio Gates better be there, but he's on the practice squad. He's their fourth guy. Because Antonio Gates just gets, you know, burned every time. Although, these three are all good. I don't think I would, you know, well, I'm going to tell you one thing. Here's my all-time tight end. My all-time tight end is Kellen Winslow. I don't think any of these three beat him. But Kellen Winslow was, you know, in the 80s.
Tony Gonzalez has to be one.
Yeah. Kellen Winslow was 25 years ahead of these guys doing that then. That's why I think he's my number one. But you're right. In this century, Tony Gonzalez is one. The other two should be pretty easy.
Jason
for
Witten?
No. They're both.
Really?
One's active and one just retired. Between the two of them, they have every Super Bowl you can think of. They're both really good.
Tight. Oh, Gronk.
Gronk is one. The other guy's active. Tight end. Come on. He's the best active tight end. Not even close.
I mean, Brock Bowers, no. George Kittle.
You're going to put Brock Bowers on the all-time tight end
team? That's why I didn't say him originally. Like, I can't believe I can't remember who it is.
Well, I can't believe. Taylor Swift is upset with you as well.
Oh, duh. Good hand.
Yeah. All right.
He deserves to be on there.
Yeah, I think so. But I think Gates should be in there somehow. I just don't quite know how.
Yeah.
And I understand that Gates is downgraded because of the PED thing.
Yes.
But I don't even look at that. He was so good.
Now, I have no idea about the offensive line.
Yeah, we'll go through this. Joe Thomas from the Browns.
Makes sense.
Your guy from the Niners, Trent Williams. The guards, don't know much about either of these guys. Alan Faneca, the Steelers, Steve Hutchinson. Center, center just kind of not really my favorite. He made the Pro Bowl 7 times.
Jason Kelce?
Yeah. But the guy that they think maybe should beat him is Marquise Pouncey, the Steelers. He made it 9 times. But they went with Kelce. And that's just kind of annoying. isn't it?
A little bit.
Overexposed, those guys.
A little bit.
All right, defense. A couple of edge rushers. These are all,
you know, I'm going to say a crazy one, but this guy had a major impact on the league.
Okay.
Alden Smith.
Who? Oh, you and your 49ers.
He set records.
He's not on here.
He also, did some very bad things.
Strahan didn't even make the rushers list. They went with Julius Peppers, Myles Garrett, Jared Allen, and DeMarcus Ware.
Okay.
People smarter than me could answer that stuff better, because I don't pay that close of attention.
They're all Hall of Famers.
I know. Aaron Donald would have to be here, right? Defensive tackle. The other two defensive tackles, one wins the Super Bowl every year, still active. He's pretty good defensive tackle, I will say. He's in the middle of a lot of stuff for the Chiefs. He's really good. Chris Jones.
Yeah, Chris Jones.
And the third defensive tackle finished his career with the Dolphins last year.
And
was a far cry from what he once was. Calais Campbell.
Oh.
Nose tackle. I just like this guy. He's a perfect nose tackle.
Vince Wilfork?
Yep, you got one. Yeah. Very good. Vince Wilfork is the nose tackle. Defensive lineman, overall versatile, is Hall of Fame, all pro every time. Dabbling now in some broadcasting. Starting to work his way in.
I think I know some. I think I know a linebacker. I think I know a safety.
All right, we'll get to that. First, we got J.J. Watt on the team. All right, five linebackers. I'll see how you do on that.
Oh, my guy, Patrick Willis, better be on that list.
He's not on, and I don't think that they're being unfair to Patrick. I think these other guys
are
really good, though. Patrick Willis is really good. He's in the Hall of very, very good.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but he's not to the level of these guys. I'm sorry. I'm just saying.
Now you got me thrown for a loop.
And I know you're mad, but when you hear a couple of these names, I don't think you're going to argue. I'll give you a couple you could argue with.
Okay.
I don't know who Levante David even is.
Oh, I do.
All right. He made this. I don't think Patrick Willis is worse than him. And I don't think Bobby Wagner's. I think he and Patrick Willis are about the same. Now, the other three, I think, are above Patrick Willis.
I'm not going to get those.
Luke Kuechly is one. Brian Urlacher is another. And then the other guy might be the best middle linebacker in the history of the sport. If you
Ray
don't
Lewis.
Take... Yeah, Ray Lewis.
I get
love
it.
Love him or hate him.
No, I get it.
Ray
it.
Lewis.
He should be on
He's
the
on
list.
Another level.
Yeah.
How about your cornerbacks? You got one guy's out on an island.
Oh,
really
Revis
good.
Island.
Darrell Revis.
Is there an active guy on this?
There's not.
I was going to say, Patrick Surtain the second.
He's been
good,
but you got a Niner on here, at least part of his career.
Oh.
Not the most well-known part of his career, but part of his career.
Oh, Richard Sherman.
Yeah, thanks, Aaron. what was that with Aaron? I forgot what he did with Aaron.
Who's talking about you? Crimson! You want to be the best, go be the best!
Yeah. Was he with the Seahawks on that one?
Oh, yeah. Okay. That was L.O.B.
Yeah.
He,
the other corners are Patrick Peterson, Rondé Barber, and Champ Bailey, who had one of the best nicknames or best names of any player ever.
I really love Lawyer Malloy for some reason.
No, Lawyer Malloy is a good name. All right, give me some safeties.
Ed Reed.
Two of these are incredible, I think.
Ed Reed's
one of the incredible ones. Who's the other greatest safety? This guy's one of my all-time favorite safeties.
I don't know if he played in the 2000s. John Lynch?
No, John Lynch was more before that.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the other ones that they're not him. Earl Thomas and Brian Dawkins. But here's the guy that I loved. I don't know. I never saw him not make a play on the football field for 12 years. Seemed like every tackle, every interception, every play, he made it. He was the heart and soul of this team, and they won two Super Bowls with him as a safety leading the way.
I don't know.
He was so dominant, I thought.
Yeah,
and
I'm going to kick myself when I hear it.
Well, and our boss is probably going to kick you, too.
Oh, Troy Polamalu. Yeah,
he
definitely deserves to be on there.
Yeah, he was good. I'm not a fan of the kicker. It's not their fault. Because Justin Tucker probably is the best kicker of the century, but you know, it's a little odd now.
it's a loaded.
Yeah, Vinatieri could have put Vinatieri on there.
Oh,
and
I would have put
Vinatieri. Nobody would have argued.
Yeah,
right. You could have gone Vinatieri, but Shane Leckler's the punter and the return specialist.
Devin Hester,
you did good. They got one special teamer, Matthew Slater. They even have a long snapper on the club.
Wow.
Morgan Cox.
How do you determine that he's the best long snapper?
He was in the league for 15 years for the Ravens and Titans.
I'm telling you, my sister grew up with a girl, and her brother was a long snapper for the Vikings, and he made great money for many years.
Well, the guy was the Charger, famous guy, was David Binn.
I
think he was bringing Pamela Anderson to practice.
That's kind of awesome.
That wasn't bad.
No, that's not bad
at all. Right, who's your all-time head coach for the century?
It's got to be Andy Reid.
No.
Really? Oh, well, no,
it doesn't
sorry.
Have to be
no,
Andy
no, no, no. It has to be Bill Belichick.
It does have to be Bill Belichick, because with due respect to Andy Reid. All right, who's your offensive coordinator? Best one of
oh
the
my
century.
Gosh. Who Josh do you McDaniels?
Got? It's not Josh. Even I think this guy's better than Josh McDaniels. And for me to think this guy's better than anybody is saying something, because you know I'm not a fan, but you are.
Of Kyle
He's
Shanahan?
He's your favorite, Kyle Shanahan.
Really?
Yeah. Defensive coordinator is one of my favorites, and one of my favorite people in football, period. I got to meet him because his son played on one of our arena teams here, and he came to the games. And man, is this guy a great guy. He worked for the Chargers for several years.
Oh,
And Cowboys, Bills. He was a great defensive coordinator. Wade Phillips. Yeah.
I thought maybe you were going Pagano, but that's no.
Right. No, Wade Phillips. What a guy. If you ever get a chance to meet Wade Phillips, take it. Like, you know, stop what you're doing and go talk to Wade Phillips. He's that fun. Hey, people don't remember this. Wade Phillips' dad was Bum Phillips.
Yeah, I know.
The famous, one of the funniest coaches in the history of the sport.
I mean, his name's Bum.
When he did the Oilers back in the day.
That was a fun list. I did all right.
You did very good.
I did all right.
Well, you also were on the under the gun, right? Just doing it off the top of your head. You didn't have time to think a lot.
This is really funny by Rod, but he said for offensive coordinator, Norv Turner.
Norv. Leave Norvalis out of there.
Norvalis.
We love old Norvalis.
I always will remember the time that he came on the show I used to work on and debuted his country song on our show.
I did not know.
Yes, he loves country.
Norv was, he got criticized a lot. He did.
Yeah, he did.
But, you know, as an offensive coordinator, he was quite effective. Now, it didn't hurt that he had Aikman, Emmett, Michael Irvin, and, you know, all those guys.
A bunch of different guys.
But, Norv was, you know, a winning offensive coordinator.
Alex Smith's
I think that was actually
year.
Mostly in the 90s, though, for Norv. That kind of keeks him out of this.
Alex Smith's best year was under Norv Turner as the offensive coordinator.
Norvulus. He had a funny name. I don't mean funny, but
his... Think about it real quick, but let's check our legal
Pause
ID.
For ID, yeah. All right, we're getting ready for Padre baseball. Sam Levitt's pregame show is coming up shortly. We have a minute or two left. Norv Turner's, his full name was Norval Eugene Turner.
Norval.
Norv's still kicking, 73 years old. And, you know, now that it's over and I look back on Norv, you know, probably should have appreciated him just a tad more. He took endless heat here in San Diego. He also went 11-5, 8-8, 13-3, 9-7, 8-8. I mean, was that Hall of Fame? No. But, you know, they won three playoff games during his tenure. Chargers didn't win a lot of playoff games in, you know, ever, really. So,
he was 56-40 total. In his regular season.
For the Chargers, right.
Yeah.
So 16 games over 500. And he played in six playoff games, 3-3. I'll say this about Norv.
He had one losing season with the Chargers. That's impressive.
Yeah, his last season, he was 7-9. Here's the thing with Norv. Like I said, he's not Hall of Fame coaching material. But you could take a look at the rest of the people that ever coached the Chargers. Norv's not at the bottom of that list.
No.
Not anywhere near it.
No, I would...
We had some all-time winners out here. Let me tell you something.
Like who?
Harlan Savare.
I've never heard of that name.
I know. How much time do we have?
We have about 2 minutes.
All-time Chargers coaches.
What about Mike McCoy?
He'd be way below Norv.
Oh, yeah.
Way below Norv.
Oh, no. I know that.
First coach was Sid Gilman, Hall of Fame material. Charlie Waller, don't recall. Harlan Savare. Just because I remember his name, it's funny to me. Ron Waller. Tommy Prothrow was kind of a legend back in the day, but not good with the Chargers. Don Coryell's probably the best. Al Saunders took over for Don Coryell. Dan Henning. Bobby Ross. Boss Ross. Kevin Gilbride. Kind of a punchline. June Jones.
Oh, yeah.
For 10 games. Mike Riley. Unfortunate because he was a terrific guy, but he was of the 1-15 team.
Yeah.
Marty Schottenheimer. Followed by Norv. Norv was 16 games over 500. Marty Schottenheimer was 12. Just trying to put Norv in perspective. Mike McCoy was not great in any way, shape, or form. And then the last three have really been L.A. Charger coaches. Can you name them? The three Chargers coaches.
Jim Harbaugh.
Jim Harbaugh.
Why can't I remember the little weasel guy?
Yeah, the guy who challenged every or no
Brandon
who went,
Staley.
Brandon Staley, who was the first L.A. Chargers coach.
Oh, Anthony Lynn.
You got it. You did. Got
I met Anthony Lynn at Super Bowl Radio Row right after he got hired. Very nice guy.
Okay, you did good.
He also said, I believe he said San Diego Chargers in his opening press conference.
He might have. I will just say this. I enjoyed that segment, if for no other reason that we didn't have to think about Xander Bogaerts for half an
hour.
You know
Thank
what I mean?
You. I know.
So let's, come on, tonight. I don't openly go crazy. It's one game, but yeah, we can't lose to these guys again. Especially a rookie pitcher hasn't pitched in 2 years. You know that you know you can't let them beat you with another bullpen game. We got to find a way. I don't know.
I'm getting
gotta
to
have
the
this
end of
one
my
because
wit.
It's getting a little yeah, it's getting frustrating. It is.
You know, I personally love opening my phone every day and seeing how much people hate Xander Bogaerts with a passion. There's nothing we can do, people. There's nothing we can do.
Man, like I said. We stuck up for him as well as we could today, so the check should be in the mail to both of us for doing our due diligence. Tony Gwynn Jr., great working with him. Tomorrow, there's no anything.
Yes.
It's June 19th. The whole office is shutting her down.
Yep.
We have no roundtable.
Nope.
And no shows.
Juneteenth.
Juneteenth. So make your plans to be back with us Friday at 2 o'clock.
And the Padres will be back in town. We'll have a Friar Friday.
Right. So that's Friday at 2. Enjoy the next couple. Let's get a couple of wins, please, just for my own. It helps. You know, my skin's smoother. See you later.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.